President Larry Obhoff says resumes from those who want to fill Balderson's Senate seat will be accepted until November 16th. Balderson won the 12th Congressional District special election in August, and he and Democrat Danny O'Connor are on the ballot again for the full term next month. But Obhoff says waiting until after the election doesn't mean he's leaving the door open for Balderson to return to the Senate.
No, Troy Balderson is not going to lose, so that didn't affect my judgment at all. He's going to win by 8, by the way, for anyone who's wondering.
Balderson beat O'Connor by less than a point in the heavily Republican 12th district. Whoever is selected as Balderson's replacement in the Senate will have to run for a full term in 2020. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.